Today, it's easy to forget that Prague's Letná Park, overlooking the city, once served as a pedestal to the largest statue in the world of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Derisively referred to as Fronta na Maso, the queue for meat, the massive granite work featured the marshal following by a line of anonymous heroes of the proletariat. Prague was freed of the sculptural monstrosity in 1962. Now, thanks to a film crew shooting the story of sculptor Ottokar Świec, Stalin will temporarily return. Jan Wellinger has more.
The world's largest statue of Joseph Stalin in what looked like a bread or meat line was a sight to behold, but not a pretty one. The shadow of the statue, though, was short-lived in the capital. Unveiled in the 1950s after more than 5 years' work, it would be destroyed in 1962 after the dismantling of Stalin's cult of personality began in the Soviet Union and its satellites. Filmmakers are now shooting a film called Monstrum about the statue and about its creator, sculptor Ottokar Świec, who took his life a day before the monument was unveiled on May 1, 1955. According to Czech TV, the sculptor took his life after losing his wife and after coming under criticism regarding the Stalin monument. Director Viktor Polesny told Czech TV the sculptor had never really wanted the commission.
He won the commission and he didn't even want to win it. The legend is that the design was scribbled on a menu in a pub and then folded over. That was how the basic idea came together.
A giant polystyrene version painted granite grey in Czech TV studios and depicting part of the statue, namely Stalin's head and shoulders, as well as two other figures in the line behind him, will now go up on scaffolding overlooking Prague. And for roughly a week, skateboarders who normally do fakies and grinds on what remains of the Stalin pedestal will have to skate elsewhere. And the architect on the film is Petr Forst.
Somewhere around this level, we will be able to see Stalin's head, and the shot will show the young sculptor, Pavel Sokop, looking over the city. Of course, we are about only half as high up as the real statue was, but given the views of the city from here, nobody will notice any difference.
The largest group sculpture in Europe during its existence, the monument had a reinforced concrete structure, and the work contained an incredible 235 granite blocks. The Stalin monument weighed 17,000 tons. But the gigantic work was blown to smithereens using a reported 800 kilograms of explosives.